If you win, you manifested it. Fantastic. If you lose, you would have spent so much time imagining it that you're really going to want it. And because you're really going to want it in your mind, you're going to be more motivated to work hard than ever before. Most of you do not use your mind for what it's for. You've forgotten how to imagine things. But you cannot close your eyes and vividly imagine. You can't give yourself goosebumps. You can't evoke an emotion in yourself anymore. This is an age-old skill that humans had very recently up till social media. You should be able to close your mind and imagine the life you want to live so viscerally, to the point where you can taste it, so that this reality, the one outside of your mind, feels like nothing but a prelude, a ramp, which allows you to get where you want to go. The mind is that powerful. If you ask any champion of anything, they always envision themselves as champion all of the time. And the reason they do that is one, so they feel confident, but two, so that if they don't become champion, they're more angry and more motivated for the next attempt to ensure that they do become champion. So that's the mentality and the mindset you have to have. Your mind is your number one ally in all things. A lot of you have been sabotaged internally by your own mind. Your own psyche is working against you. When you have negative thoughts that prevent you from being the best version of yourself, you should understand that your mind is attempting to betray you, and you should feel disgust because you have enough enemies. There are enough people in that opposing trench trying to destroy you. If you're watching this and listening to this right now, I promise you, if I were to give a button to most humans on this planet, if I were to go up to an average man, 25-year-old man of average income anywhere in the world and say, if you press this button, this guy's gonna die. And I'll show a picture of you holding your dog, cuddling, being a nice little boy, whatever you're doing. I'll make you look sweet and innocent. I'll say, if you press this button, this guy dies, but you get $100 million. You do understand that 99.9% of people will press that button, right? And they'll take that $100 million without remorse. They won't really think about you very much. And if they do, they'll distract themselves with a Lamborghini and with bitches. That's it. They won't care about you. There's enough people in the opposing trench who are prepared to destroy you for self-interest that the idea of you not having every single part of you on your own side is truthfully sad. You need to be in a better position than that. You cannot allow your own mind to betray you ever. It has to be 100% on side all of the time. Once your mind is on side, once every part of your psyche is on your team, that's when you can go and look for other teammates. You can expand your network of other people whose psyche is all 100% on their side, and you have a unified outlook on the world. Then you can go and get things done. But the idea of self-betrayal is something most of you are struggling with and you didn't even realize. So as a thought experiment, we're going to sit here and I want you to actually think about it. How many times have you doubted yourself? How many times have you didn't feel like doing something you knew you were supposed to do? How many times has your mind tricked you into procrastination or being lazy? How many times has your mind convinced you that it was okay to fail and lose even though you didn't try your best? How many times have you sought comfort and excuses? How many times have you betrayed yourself? Don't worry about your enemies attempting to crush you. That's another conversation. If you actually analyze most of your failures, you're going to see the majority of them come from self-sabotage. And once you're in a position like me where you never betray yourself, where your mind never lets you down, ever. My mind knew exactly what I had to do. I did not miss a single day's training. I did not lose my mind. I did not go mental. I did not have a breakdown. I acted exactly as I was supposed to act. I was fully professional in all things. I got as much work done as I could possibly do. I was extremely productive. I used the experience for what it was. My mind never betrayed me. If you listen and look back on most of your failures, you're going to see that it was your own mind that betrayed you. It wasn't your enemies that tricked you. It wasn't your enemies that outmaneuvered you or outsmarted you. Most of you are not yet at high enough echelon to even have enemies of caliber. You were simply self-betraying. And until you identify that pattern and get yourself in the habit of ensuring that is impossible, then you're always going to lose against people who fully believe in themselves. You know, one of the things that stupid people have that makes stupid people quite successful sometimes is irrational self-belief. And the smarter you are, sometimes the harder it is to irrationally believe in yourself. But if you're dumb enough, you can be arrogant enough to have this irrational self-belief, and you will see some people be very successful, and you say, how is this idiot successful? Because they're so stupid that they don't consider the idea of failure. Their mind isn't advanced enough. They are not cognitive enough to consider betraying their own being. They only see outsides. They don't self-reflect. If you're intelligent enough to self-reflect, you need to do it so that you can come up with feedback so that you can constantly improve, but be very aware of the trouble that can come from a mind that's not 100% on your side. My mind is 100% on my side in all ways. If I have to do something difficult, even if my body can't do it, my mind believes I can do it all the time. And you'd be amazed how much of life, even in the physical realm, is mental. If you believe you can run a marathon, you can run a marathon. If you don't believe you can run a marathon, you can't run a marathon. Because a marathon is hard. And by believing in it, by truly believing you can do it, then you will your body to a different level than if you don't believe you can do it. It's the same with absolutely all things, including making money, including the gym, including dealing with mental struggle. Anxiety is self-betrayal. Panic is self-betrayal. Procrastination is self-betrayal. Laziness is self-betrayal. Lacking motivation is self-betrayal. All of these things are self-betrayal. Most of you, your largest enemy on the planet today is yourself. You are the one who is destroying your own prospects because you don't have your own mind under control. And one of the things that's crazy about the world is your mind is one of the few things you can control. You can't control very much else. You can only control your mind. It's the only thing you have control over. So if you don't control it absolutely, you're going through life with no control over anything. You don't control your own mind, which means by extension, you do not control your life. You do not control your woman. You do not control the weather. You don't control nothing. You're just an empty vessel going through life with zero control over anything. You can control, once your mind's in check, your reaction and attitude to things. When you're in the trenches, there's people who give up, there's people who quit, there's people who sow FUD, there's people who feel sorry for themselves, there's people who want an easy way out, and there's other people who say, listen, this is a test, and the only way we're gonna get this done is to be irrationally positive all of the time.
He's like, well, what can I do about the price of Bitcoin?
Perhaps nothing. But the universe may reward you karmically if you at least try to do something positive. Go for a walk, go for a run, burn some calories. Why don't you go down to the nearest grocery store and buy the old lady's groceries? How about that? You're unhappy that Bitcoin's gone down. Fine. What I recommend you do, although you may not understand this because you don't see them as linked, but karmically, all things are linked inside of this universe. Go down to the local grocery store and buy some groceries for an old lady. That's what you should do to fix the Bitcoin price. Now, will that genuinely affect the Bitcoin price? I don't know. It's amazing how this world works. Perhaps in some strange version of events, that slight delay in her thanking you and her getting in the car ends up leading to an increase in the Bitcoin price. But even if it doesn't, perhaps you'll learn something about not being so attached to money. Perhaps you'll feel grateful and understand you have a lot more spare money than you thought in the first place. Perhaps your attitude to the world will change, which will allow you to be more open-minded so that you can approach opportunities in a different way so that you make more money later on. Karmically, it's impossible for us to tangibly link how that positive action will lead into something else positive in your life later on. We just have to have faith that it will, because it will. So when I said this to this guy, he's like, LOL. That's his reply. He replied, LOL, when I said he should go buy groceries for somebody. And he doesn't understand the world. And I thought, well, why don't I go speak to thousands of people and talk positive then? Not to save him, but just to put my money where my mouth is. Just to prove that you can just do something good. And if you just do something good, it is better than doing nothing. Rain dances work. If you need it to rain, you shouldn't sit and pray. You shouldn't sit and hope. You shouldn't sit and complain that it's not raining. You shouldn't sit and wait. You should rain dance. Does a rain dance make clouds appear? No, but you should take action. Perhaps your rain dance, although it will not make clouds appear, will be viewed by a tribe high on the mountain far away, and they'll look down seeing you rain dance and realize that you need water. And then maybe providence and luck will have this tribesman appear with big barrels of water saying, "We think you might need water and we have some spare." If you didn't rain dance, they wouldn't know. They just see you sitting around being a mopey dipshit, crying his eyes out. That's why it's so important to take action in all things. Action solves all. Raw action is the answer. Raw action solves all. It is a mindset. So this dipshit complaining about this crypto price, he's not prepared to rain dance. He's not prepared to help a granny with her groceries. He's not prepared to do anything. God does not reward men that way. God rewards men who attack the world. You have to go and get things. You have to show that you deserve them. Even in mating, men go get the woman. Men go get money. Men go take land. Men go. We go and happen to the world. The world doesn't happen to us. What did we say earlier about if you try your absolute best, you can always find the W even in the L? I tried my absolute best, so I win. Raw action solves all. If you had that kind of attitude, you wouldn't be looking at a crypto price and sitting there praying and hoping like a dork. You'd be doing something about it. Oh, I need your help. Do you? I don't even see you trying. And that's how God views things. That's how, in fact, most wealthy people view things. I haven't seen you do anything that warrants me giving you a second of my help. People feel like rich people are horrible because we don't help the normies. Even if you try and help normies, most of them are beyond help because they are self-sabotaging and lazy. You have to at least show to the people who are important in the world that you're not those things in the beginning if you ever want to be taken seriously, at least. That's one of the first things you can do. But I want to see that you give a shit. I only want to give money to people who know how to rain dance. I only want to give money to people who sit and believe that the rain dance is the answer. I like rain dancers. I like people who sit and say, "I don't know what to do, so I'm going to do something. I don't know what to do, so I'm going to just do something positive. I don't know how to make Bitcoin go up. I'm going to buy an old lady groceries. I don't know what to do," but an action in and of itself is an action. And men of honor do not allow the universe to decide for them. They decide their fate. And you decide your fate with hard work and vigor in all things. In fact, I would argue that a lot of you probably heard about Bitcoin in 2007 or 2009 or 2011, whenever. But you were so uninterested in your doing your due diligence, so uninterested in being proactive, that you just ignored it. You probably don't even remember being told about it because you didn't give a shit. Yeah. And then you have the gall and audacity to sit here and say, "If someone told me about Bitcoin back then, I'd be rich." No, you wouldn't. If you're the kind of person who would have got rich from Bitcoin back then, you're the kind of person who can get rich right now by taking action, by paying attention. If you're refusing to do the right things now, you would have never done the right thing. And retrospectively identifying your failures and identifying how many right things you've missed out on is actually a form of hard cope. "Oh no, I just don't have the chances." You've had chances and wasted them. And you have another chance right now to do your rain dance. You have a chance. You're sitting here right now during a chance. You have a chance from God because you're breathing. You have a chance right now to get things done. Now you can retrospectively look back on this period of time and go, "Oh yeah, I was young and energetic, but I wasted it. But if someone had just told me to try hard at this, I would have been..." I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you about Bitcoin in 2009, but you're not going to do anything. It's almost impressive how difficult it is to make the average person move. The average person is a statue getting shit on by the pigeons, and they'd rather just sit there covered in shit than move. It's very hard to inspire people to take initiative to save themselves. It's incredible. Why? when they know that it's going to work. Some people are just born to lose. These are people who are betrayed by their own mind and can't be influenced even from the external because their own mind betrays them. There's a devil on their shoulder constantly holding them back. When you watch old kung fu movies and you see a master and he has chi, I totally understand the danger of a man with endless chi, endless internal power that he can convert into anything he wants it to be, whether it be mental fortitude at the time, physical fortitude, whether he can exert it as an attack. Chi is a super real thing, and it's self-generated. It is a decision. I want you to understand how my mind works. My core principle is endless work, endless attack. That is how you win in the end. You never give up and you endlessly persevere. It's hard to destroy the man who endlessly perseveres. Perseverance is the key. It is very easy to accept an L when you've tried your best. It's easy. The reason I don't like that saying, well, as long as you tried your best, is because most people don't try their best. If you do try your best, it's very rare you fail. In fact, it's nearly impossible. People say it's okay to lose if you tried your best. The secret to the universe is if you try your best, you hardly ever lose. It takes some freak accident or the will of God to ensure that you don't pull it off if you actually try your best. And on the few scenarios that's happened in my life, I'm happy to take the L because I can say I couldn't have tried any harder. I've done my absolute best. I know I did my best. I can't try any harder. God knows more than me, and he decided that things have to be slightly different right now. That's fine. It's easy to take the L if you try your best. So if you try your best, you never feel the bitter sting of regret. You never feel the dark rankness. You never taste failure. It's never in your mouth. It's never lucid. It's never tangible. Because you approached the scenario with absolute vigor. And truthfully, effort is a muscle, like everything else. The more you exercise it, the better it becomes. So even if you try for 100% for something and fail, you've exercised your effort muscle, which means you haven't failed because you've learned something and become better at giving effort to things. You've become better at being concentrated on a task. So it's nearly impossible to fail in these scenarios. A lot of sayings are overused, never a failure, always a lesson. And that's what's annoying about it, because it's true, but it's rarely applicable. You guys will say it's never a failure, it's always a lesson, when you didn't even try. That's wrong. That's a failure. But if you absolutely try your best, then it is a lesson, and there are benefits, right? It's like going for a PB in the gym. You may not get the PB, but your muscles get stronger because you tried so hard. That's how every single task should be approached. I'm trying to lift as much as possible. Perhaps I failed, but because I tried so hard and I strained so hard, my muscles ache and I got stronger anyway. Meaning I did not fail at the task of becoming stronger. There were tangible benefits to my effort in and of itself. Making things happen is the masculine essence to how you should approach the world. Work harder than ever before to be monumentally rewarded more than ever before. It's also about pleasing the universe and showing that you are prepared to put your concentrated calories, the calories you consume, you're prepared to put them into something. You're only going to be rewarded if you differentiate yourself from the crowd via effort. A lot of people don't know how to try anymore, but we are not like that. We know better. We know how to try. That's why we always endlessly win. You should feel genuinely worried about wasting a single second because you can't let the winners keep dunking on you. I've spoken at length about how the world is getting harder and harder. This is true. This is easy to observe. Everybody knows it. There are people out there in the world who are going to try hard to change that dynamic because they don't believe they can ever be rich. There are people who are going to sit and say, I don't want the rich to get richer and the poor to get poorer because I'm poor. And there's other people who sit and say, I like it this way. I like this challenge. I like that the game is rigged because now if I get rich, I get richer. That's how rich people think. Winners think, I have no problem with the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer because I'm going to be one of the rich ones. Losers think, no, we need to spread it all out. If you accept the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer, then you need to be prepared to do whatever it takes to win the game. Just like a video game, the harder the level, the greater the difficulty, the larger the high score at the end. I mean, you should try every day anyway. But let's assume you're the kind of person who can't try every day because you don't have that grit and consistency. If you're not going to pull your finger out now and finally try in these few days, when are you going to try? When are better chances going to come? Because they're actually right in front of you. This is a huge, important period in your life when it comes to your success and your finances. If you're not going to try now, when are you going to try? I believe in money amplifies who you are. If you're a loser and you get rich, you're a bigger loser. If you're a G and you get rich, you're the top G. I've talked about this at length. I've explained that if you see a little dork with glasses on getting out of a Lamborghini, you assume he's a mega dork. And if you see a big, strong, scary-looking man getting out of a Lamborghini, you assume he's a killer or a crime boss. The Lamborghini doesn't change who he is, it only amplifies, and money's exactly the same. We've entered a new paradigm when it comes to things like financing, the access to money, how quickly it can be made, how quickly it can be spent and reinvested. The speed at which money is moving now is
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Unprecedented. And although I'm only 38 years old, I want you to understand that 10, 15 years ago, when I was in my 20s, none of this existed. You weren't a streamer. Streaming didn't exist. YouTube didn't exist. There was no such thing as crypto. That didn't exist. None of these things did. People were out in the world working jobs, real jobs, like the memes you make all day long with the McDonald's hat. And people would work jobs all day long for their money, and then they would spend their money out in the real world, in bars or clubs or doing activities or spending time with their friends, etc. We have all fully plugged into this internet lifestyle now. We call it locking in. And I want to explain exactly what's happening here, because there's a very important yet devastating conflation that many of you are allowing yourselves to fall for, and it's going to damage you in the long run. The first thing I want to talk about is a universal constant, and that universal constant is that easy come, easy go. That is something that you've heard said thousands of times for a reason. And crypto is the easiest come money. Which is why you see all these people on the internet talking about how they lost it all. It's amazing how the human heart is infected with a permanent and never-ending greed. Doesn't matter how much you have, you're greedy. This built the modern world. No matter how many skyscrapers were built, someone wanted to build a bigger one. No matter how much land was conquered, somebody wanted to discover more land. It built the modern world. But we're now in a position where nobody is building anything. We are simply being as greedy as possible in a minus sum game. Crypto isn't even a zero sum game. Zero sum means win lose. So if I put in a dollar and you put in a dollar, one person walks away with $2, the other person walks away with zero. This is a minus sum game, actually, because there's a whole bunch of fees involved for the platforms. So I put in a dollar, you put in a dollar. One person walks away with $1.80, the platform gets 20 cents, and another guy walks away with zero. So it's a minus sum game that this whole crypto world's become. And a lot of this is based on the fact that real work doesn't pay anymore. And I've talked about this in other videos I've made, I've talked about it at length, that why would anybody dedicate their lives to getting a degree in engineering, to study hard for 5 or 6 years to build bridges for 100 grand a year when you can make 100 grand on Fartcoin? And I described how this is going to destroy society, destroy economics, because it's going to destroy the one thing that primarily built countries and nations, which was the hard work of young men. It is men that built everything you see around you. The buildings were built by men. The roads were built by men. It is men who did real things for a paycheck. But as we've been educated to the fact that our dollars are not real, as our governments have robbed us and stole from us in real time and inflated our currencies, most people feel like the only way out is to gamble. And the fastest way to gamble with the highest and largest possible returns are meme coins, which is why we have this huge PvP insanity going on. And everybody's trying their very best to just gamble their way out of the hole, which is the economic trap we've been thrust into by the generation above us. How this is actually going to play out for society at large is going to be very, very interesting. But I want to give you all as many tips and tricks as I can for you to be successful if you're going to play this game. I can sit and tell you not to play the game, but that'd be disingenuous, because to be honest, some people can win. So what I want to make you understand is the game you are playing and give you the best possible chance of winning it, because it is a minus sum game. You must understand this. By nature, that means more of you are going to lose than are going to win. This is built into the parameters of the game you are playing. This is coded. When you see these P&Ls, you see people winning. You have to understand that for every person who wins big, often hundreds, sometimes thousands had to lose. This is something you have to keep in mind. And you want to put yourself on the correct side of that equation. So how do you do that? Well, the first thing you have to do is make sure you do not fall into the devastating conflation that I previously described. And that devastating conflation is confusing work with simply losing money. The reason this conflation happens is because work sucks, and work makes you feel unhappy because you don't like buckling down and getting work done. So because the feeling is generally a negative one, you, in your amateur mind, will conflate all negative feelings with work. So a lot of you will say, "Oh, I'm working, I'm in the trenches." You're not working. You're scrolling Twitter, you're talking in Discord groups, and you're losing all your money. That's what you're doing. Now, you call that work because losing all your money feels bad and going to work feels bad. Therefore, if they both feel bad, they must be the same thing. But they are not. Because when you work, you create. When you work in McDonald's, you create a hamburger. When you work on a construction site, you create a building. If you're buying crypto coins, you are not creating anything. And you're not even creating wealth. When I talk about when I was younger, there was no way anyone got rich. This is true. The world was a very different place. The idea of how to make $1 million in the year 2002 was very different than now. But it was impossible for me to make money in 2002 without making other people around me rich and enriching the society at large. If I started a business, let's say I sold sofas, doesn't matter what it was, it could be the most mundane, silly thing you can think of. I had to get a shop front, which means I had to pay rent to the shop front owner who could afford to feed his family. Then I would have to get stock, which means that not only am I paying the person who manufactures the sofas and his large factory and all the people who work there and their families, and by extension, all of the houses built around that factory and the schools for the children of the people who work in that factory and the hospitals for the factory workers. All of this is infrastructure which is built primarily because I am a cog in a machine which is selling sofas somewhere in the world. I have to buy the stock. The delivery driver has to bring the stock. That's another man on a truck who has to earn some money. Then he brings the stock to me. I have staff who work for me. They have families. By the time I've made $1 million, I may have generated $10 million and operated at a 10% margin. But lots of people ate and were paid. Lots of money was made for the benefit of society. Buildings were built. Hospitals were built. Schools were built. Real things existed. With crypto, none of that happens. If I make $1 million in crypto, nobody gets rich but me. I just stole it. And that's what crypto is. And everybody understands that's what it is. Nobody is here under any illusions. But I want you to understand the game you are playing and never conflate the negative emotions that come with a crypto loss with actual work. Because if you want to play this game, you need to be working as hard as possible. And there's a few reasons for that. The first reason is, if you're going to play a coin flip game, you need as many coins as possible. If I said you need to get 10 heads in a row to become a millionaire, and you only have 10 coins, what's your chances? Low. If you have 1 million coins, what's your chances? Much higher. You need to have ammo. So if you're going to play this game, if you want to be in the trenches, if you want to play minus sum games, you need to be more focused on doing things outside of these games. I've analyzed something which has given me a quite sobering conclusion. When I scroll up and down Twitter and I see all these crypto people, I don't see that many success stories from people who purely started with $100, made some crypto money, and kept just aping in and getting it right and getting up to millions. A few have done that, yes, but most don't. The people I know who are successful from crypto are successful in things outside of crypto. So what crypto is good for doing is turning your money into more money. But you have to be careful that you are not falling in the trap of using up your time and not turning it into money. You can only make money one of two ways. You trade your time for it or you trade your money for it. If you are broke, you have more time than money, so you give up your time for money. If you're rich, you have more money than time, so you give up your money for money. But in the crypto world, trying to turn your time into money is a devastating trap. What you should be doing is using that time to make money and then turn that money into more money via crypto. This puts you in a stable position where a crypto loss is not devastating because you have an income, primarily. It also allows you to take more coin flips, which is important because it increases your chances of success. And three, it gives you more to play with. I'm not particularly happy about the fact I just made $2 or $3 million off Milena. I don't care. Doesn't really change my life that much, but I can ape in with size. I can throw $500, $600, $700 grand at something. So I need to catch a 3X. I don't need to catch a 1,000X. And I'm in that position because I make money outside of crypto. Let me tell you a really universal thing that applies to all realms of life. And I just said about easy come, easy go, but that's what the crypto problem is. People are making money now so easily, they're losing scope of what money is. And I grew up in the real world. Crypto's got it all messed up to the point now where people think 10 grand is absolutely nothing. And yeah, inflation's ravaged our community. Yes, 10 grand will not get you the Instagram lifestyle to get those girls. But if I told you to put crypto away, go make 10 grand, you'd sit there flabbergasted. No crypto, make 10 grand. You'd sit there and go, well, what can I do? If you went out there into the wide world and had to walk up to people and say, will you pay me 10 grand to do this? You'll be surprised how you'll often have to give up months of your life for that money. So 10 grand is real money. But if you work for it, you're going to appreciate it. If you get it easy, you're going to lose it easy. And that's what you see all over Twitter all the time. Another thing that's very important for you to understand before you play this crypto game, because there is huge amounts of FOMO in the air tonight and yesterday. I suffered it from it myself when I saw the Trump coin. Everyone has FOMO, and we're going to talk about how to apply the FOMO correctly. But it's easy to win at anything if you're good at other things. If you want to make it in crypto, the best way to guarantee that you do is to make it outside of crypto. The best way to make it in crypto is to make it outside of crypto. If you're making millions outside of crypto, you're going to be fine in crypto. You don't need to take the huge risks. You can buy Bitcoin and ETH. You can wait. You're not going to panic sell. You can DCA. And in the end, you're going to win. I mess around with meme coins. The majority of my wealth is Bitcoin and ETH. Boring. Why is it boring? Because I have huge pools. So why do I need to risk? I can play for the adrenaline. I can play for the fun. I can flip the coins. I don't need it to pull off. The majority of my wealth is Bitcoin and ETH. A lot of the young people aren't interested in these because they don't have enough money to get into them. I've once again told you how important it is. You finally understand you need to get some money before the wealth divide is cemented into humanity and you never stand a chance of escaping. I've explained that at length many times on previous emergency meetings. But the best way for you to make it in crypto is to make it outside of crypto. And this applies to anything in life. You have to amplify your strengths. Amplify what you're good at, because that allows you to do other things. The easiest way to make it with girls is to make it outside of girls. You want to make it with girls and you're running around talking to girls all day. You're never going to be as successful as if you make it outside of girls. Get your fitness right. Get some muscles. Get some status. Get rich. Get a big house. Get famous. Get smart. Get funny. Get charismatic. Make it outside of girls. And now you make it in girls. The easiest way to make it in business is to make it outside of business. Forget money. If you pull up to work, you're in shape, you're on time, you speak well, you're dedicated, you're in first, you're out last, and you're prepared to knuckle down, you're going to win. You're going to win if you just turn up looking good, confident, well-spoken, built well. All of that happens in the gym and practice at home. That doesn't happen in business. So if you're sitting at home saying, how do I make it in crypto? In this crazy, unprecedented, brand new, hyper quick, ultra competitive PvP minus some game, I would say the best chance you have is to make it outside of crypto first. Get your energy levels up. Get your brain sharp. Train hard in the gym. Open up a real business. Make some real money outside of crypto. Get a good network. Get some good friends. Build a life for yourself you're happy with. Now you can take risks in the crypto world. But that all takes real work. Trenching isn't work. Trenching is cope. Trenching is funny. It's trolling. It's ha ha ha. It's interesting. It's entertaining. That's not work. So a lot of you are forgetting when you see these shiny objects and this glorious FOMO with things like the Trump pump, that the best way for you to ever be successful on something like the Trump pump would just to be the kind of man who has enough money sitting around that once he knows it's legit, he can throw a few M at it and catch a 2X. Anyone could have done that, nice and easy. A lot of you are coming to me saying, Andrew, I want to make a crypto. I need to make money now. I need to make money now. I'm like, what else are you doing besides crypto? Oh, yeah, nothing. So what, you just want to spunk your savings? You want to sit there and just in the trenches and just blow your savings? Then what? Another thing that money has altered in the world, this new form of money, this new way of making money. Primarily, the true wealth that you obtained from making money in the olden days were the lessons you learned as you made the money. If you had a sofa shop, you had to learn how to do taxes. You had to learn how to deal with the government. You had to learn how to sell to customers, how to be polite, deal with customer support. You had to learn how to deal with international business. Let's assume the factory you bought from was from another country. You had to learn how to have staff, keep them motivated, how to sell. You'd have to be on time and diligent and organized to keep your store open and clean and functioning. You would learn things. So by the time you became rich, all of a sudden, you have all these other skill sets. And these other skill sets translate. What did I say? The best way to make it at something is to make it somewhere else. If you make money in crypto, you haven't learned a thing. I'm not top G because I have money. Everyone has money now. Everyone's rich. Everyone has a Lambo. Everyone has an AP. I'm top G because I'm unafraid and I'm brave and I speak well and I'm smart and I'm insightful and I'm charismatic. All of this was learned by making money the hard way. We could even apply it to streaming. If I said to you right now you had to become a world famous streamer and you sat down in front of your microphone and tried to stream, you'd get some viewers, sure. But what would you talk about? What would you say? What would you do? You can self-detriment like a clown, like these other big streamers do, make a fool of yourself. But besides that, the only way you can get views as a streamer is to have made it outside of streaming like I have. You are watching me not because I'm a streamer, because I made it outside of streaming and I'm talking about my life outside. As you see crypto pump, yes, you need to allocate a certain amount of time and finance to crypto, of course. But you need to be more focused than ever to be successful outside of it. I know this seems counterintuitive. I know you're sitting to think, but Tate always says work, lock in. I do. But you are making a deadly mistake with this asinine conflation between permaloss and getting wrecked and work. They're not the same thing. Another thing I want to say about the universe and how it works. God only gives you what you're ready for. And on the rare occasions he gives you something you're not ready for, you're going to regret it. I want to make you all feel better. If you're watching this and you didn't become a millionaire yesterday, I want to make you feel better. Because there are timelines in this multiverse where you caught that $1 million pump and you got in your car and you crashed. Could have happened. You could have caught that $1 million pump and somebody you love would have heard about it and got excited and tried to drive home a little bit quicker and crashed their car. And if you could then, with hindsight, be offered two timelines, do you want that pump with these scenarios or do you want to ignore the pump and everyone be healthy? You choose the timeline you are currently in. So you don't need any FOMO. You're fine. Crypto is going nowhere. More pumps are coming. You now know that crypto is here to stay. This presidential administration is going to heavily adopt cryptocurrencies. You're going to catch a future pump. Nothing bad's happened to you or your family. So this terrible FOMO, this chasing shiny objects to imagine this perfect world where you pulled off this free money from the sky that you didn't even fucking work for. You need to get that out of your head. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be converted. So that FOMO that you feel, that negative emotion that you feel, that sadness that you feel, that inability to sleep, that anxiousness, that nervousness, that should have you in the gym training harder than you've ever trained. But instead, what it has you doing is scrolling up and down Twitter, refreshing the page, hoping that's going to somehow turn back time, which is a mistake.
10,000 of you have joined us on this incredible journey of self-growth and inspiration. That's truly inspiring for us too, with pouring our heart and soul into just a few videos. We were able to reach this far. If you're inspired, hit that like button, share this video, and subscribe for more stories of leaders changing the world. And as always, stay inspiligent and keep fighting for your dreams.